It's time for session number 3 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. This school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We begin each week with a Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and an evening worship at 6 p.m. We also have a Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this school. Your teacher today is going to be Edward Alexander Elam, known as E.A. Elam. Now, Elam died in 1929, and so he himself is not going to be teaching. But what he did, this great Bible teacher, left behind a number of Sunday school lessons that he had written down for guidance for teachers to use as they taught Sunday school. And I have a collection of these lessons that were printed in 1921 for use in the year 1922, printed by Williams Printing Company. And I'm going to let Elam teach you these lessons by reading these lessons to you. This is lesson 1 that was intended for January the 1st, 1922, the first quarter, on the later leaders and prophets of Israel in the Northern Kingdom. This lesson will be on the revolt of Jeroboam. And we're going to read about this in 1 Kings chapter 12, beginning in verse 12. It says in 1 Kings 12:12, "So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king bade, saying, 'Come to me again the third day.' And the king answered the people roughly and forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and spake unto them after the counsel of the young men, saying, 'My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastened you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions.' So the king hearkened not to the people, for it was a thing brought about by Jehovah, that he might establish his word which Jehovah spake by Ahijah the Shilohite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, 'What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, old Israel. See now to thine own house, David.' So Israel departed unto their tents. But as for the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. And Jeroboam said in his heart, 'Now will the kingdom return to the house of David. If this people will go up to offer sacrifices to the house of Jehovah at Jerusalem, then will the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah. And they will kill me and return to Rehoboam, king of Judah.' Whereupon the king took counsel and made 2 calves of gold. And he said unto them, 'It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.' And he set the one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even to Dan." This reading of 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 12 through 30, was from the American Revised Version that was copyright in 1901. The golden text for this lesson is, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down themselves to them, nor serve them." Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5. The time this took place was about 975 B.C. Now, for the introduction to this lesson, number 1, the Book of Kings. The Book of Kings were originally 1, the present division having been made in the Septuagint translation. It is nowhere stated in the Bible who wrote these books. Jewish tradition attributes them to Jeremiah. For the lengthy discussion of the S.C. Smith's Bible Dictionary, the history given in these books extend through about 400 years. They give the testimony in the history of the undivided kingdom through Solomon's reign, 1 Kings chapters 1 through 11. The history of the two kingdoms of Judah and Israel, 1 Kings chapter 12 through 2 Kings chapter 17. To the downfall of Israel and the history of the kingdom of Judah to the Babylonian captivity, 2 Kings 18, 24. Chapters 18 through 24. The author of these books cites other books of history and prophets. The book of the Acts of Solomon, 1 Kings 11, 41. The Chronicles of the Kings of Judah, 1 Kings 14, 29. The Chronicles of the Kings of Israel, verse 19. These histories and prophecies were written by Nathan the prophet, Gad the seer, 1 Chronicles 29:29, Ahijah the Shilonite, Iddo the seer, 2 Chronicles 9:29, and Shemaiah the prophet, 2 Chronicles 12:15, and 2 Chronicles 13:22. The commentary of the prophet Iddo is mentioned in 2 Chronicles 24:27, mentions the commentary of the book of the Kings. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 34, refers to the history of Jehu, the son of Hananiah, which is inserted in the book of the Kings of Israel. Isaiah wrote of Uzziah in 2 Chronicles 26, 22. Hezekiah, 2 Chronicles 32, 32, and Isaiah 36 through 38. And Ahaz, Isaiah 1, chapters 1 and 7. Read all of these references. Number 2, the division of the kingdom. This lesson marks the beginning of the kingdom of Israel, which continued 254 years. The division of the kingdom was produced by Solomon's sins and the selfish vanity and unwisdom of Rehoboam. The two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, from this time on constituted the kingdom of Judah. By consulting a map, it will be seen that Judah was the southern kingdom and Israel was the northern kingdom. The books of Kings and Chronicles give parallel histories of these kingdoms until the captivity of Israel. These lessons, with their connections, furnished a good opportunity for studying the history of these kingdoms. Number 3, a brief history of Rehoboam and Jeroboam. The preceding verses of this chapter in 1 Kings 12 present to us two prominent persons, Rehoboam and Jeroboam, the former prominent for his weakness, the latter for his wickedness and rebellion. Rehoboam was Solomon's son. His mother was Naamah the Amoritess, 1 Kings 14:21, for whom Solomon built a temple for Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites, or Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon, 1 Kings 11, 5-7. His mother doubtless had an evil influence over him. He is the only recorded son of Solomon, and Adam Clark says he was a poor, unprincipled fool. The wisest man had a fool for a son. Solomon must have realized this when he wrote, "A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to him that bare him," Proverbs 17:25. See also Proverbs 10 in verse 1, 13 in verse 1, 15 in verse 20, and several more of those proverbs. 1,000 wives, 1 Kings 11:3, and only one recorded son. It is stated that Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, 1 Kings 14, 21, 2 Chronicles 12, and verse 13. But this is supposed to be a mistake in the record, and it must be 21 years. Solomon reigned only 40 years, and if Rehoboam was 41 years old when he succeeded his father, he was born a year before Solomon began to reign, which was not the case. Besides, it is said he was young and tender, and not able to withstand the worthless men and base fellows gathered by Jeroboam against him. Perhaps if we knew more of this particular account of this history, all of this could be reconciled. Solomon left his son a magnificent kingdom and great opportunities. Solomon ruled over all the kings from the river Euphrates, even to the land of the Philistines, and to the border of Egypt, 2 Chronicles 9:26. For a description of Solomon's wealth and resources, see 1 Kings 10:11 through 29 and 2 Chronicles 9. There was no other nation so wealthy, and those whose commerce extended so far. Many young men, like Rehoboam, with splendid opportunities, have come to naught. Evil companionship corrupts good morals. Still, boys and young men may follow the advice of foolish and wicked associates, or act upon the counsel of wise and older men. Jeroboam was the son of Nebat of the tribe of Ephraim. His mother was Zurah, a widow at the time of our lesson. He was also a young man, Solomon's servant, and worked on the fortifications about Jerusalem. He was a man of valor and industry, for which Solomon gave him charge over all the labor of the house of Joseph. One day, as Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, he was met by the prophet Ahijah, who informed him that because of Solomon's sins, God would take the ten tribes of Israel out of Solomon's hand and give them to him, and that he should reign over them, promising that if he would obey God, God would establish his kingdom. When Solomon heard this, he became jealous and tried to kill Jeroboam, who fled to Egypt for protection, remaining there until the death of Solomon. 1 Kings 11:26 through 40. The people were oppressed by the grievous service, and they were restless under the heavy yoke placed upon them by Solomon. They were greatly taxed and forced to labor, just as God had foretold that they would be, 1 Samuel 8:10 through 12. When Solomon died and his son came to the throne, the people sent him to Egypt and called Jeroboam to be their representative and leader. He, with the people, met Rehoboam at Shechem to make him a king, but not without first making the following request. Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father in his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve thee. 1 Kings 12:1 through 4. Rehoboam should have readily granted this, but he begged 3 days for consideration, saying, Depart yet for 3 days, then come again to me. Then the people departed, verse 5. He first took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father, saying, What counsel give ye to me to return answer to this people? Verse 6. This was a wise course, if he'd only acted upon the counsel given. Had he followed his father's example, sought the counsel of God, and prayed for wisdom, it would have been still better and safer for him. But he turned from him from whom alone he could receive perfect wisdom and guidance. The old man gave him a safe and wise counsel. It said, Old men are for counsel, and they advised him to lift the burdens of the people. That's as far as we're going to get with the lesson today. You turn in our next session, and we'll complete this study of Rehoboam and Jeroboam. This concludes this session of the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you may now be dismissed.